This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of Nahum, Leroy challenges the modern philosophy that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission from God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's a modern saying in business that it's easier to get forgiveness than to get permission. And this same attitude seems prevalent among some Christians as they say, "Yes, I realize that what I'm getting ready to do is wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because I want it so badly. Later on, I'll turn to God, confess my sin, and ask His forgiveness." Now, the problem with that kind of approach is that every time we deliberately sin against God, we are more likely to see what we have done as being right, and less likely to see it as sin that needs to be repented of. Apparently, this is what happened to the city of Nineveh. In today's passage, the prophet Nahum had a message for the city of Nineveh. Some of you may be thinking, didn't we have that already? Didn't Jonah finally go to Nineveh, preach his message, and didn't Nineveh repent? Yes, it's true. About 100 years before, Jonah had gone to the city. The people turned to God. The city was spared, and the story had a happy ending. But later, the people of Nineveh turned their back to their old ways and became worse than before. In Nahum chapter 3, verse 1, the prophet says, "Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims." In the midst of Nineveh's violence and deception, God sent a prophet to show them that He will not always strive with man. While God is good and merciful, it is dangerous to presume upon the goodness of God. His goodness should lead us to repentance. But if we persist in our sin, God responds in judgment. Our city police department has a device called the boot. It immobilizes the cars of repeat parking offenders. The meter maids carry little computers, and as they ticket an illegally parked car, they punch in the license tag number. If a person has too many unpaid parking fines, the police lock the steel boot around the wheel, and the car stays put until that fine is paid. Just as there is a limit to the patience of the police department in our town, so there is a limit to the patience of God. Christian, if you are acting like the people of Nineveh today, thinking you can get forgiveness later for deliberate wrongs today, there's only one solution: confession. To confess means to say the same thing about sin that God says. When we agree with the Lord about the sin in our lives, when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to restore our fellowship with Him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a Bible passage you can cling to when the bottom falls out of everything. Join us on Daily Discipleship.